And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. My name is Bill Beckett. I'm the program director here at Red River Radio. Mudbug Madness is going on at the Festival Plaza in downtown Shreveport. It's North Louisiana's tribute to our Cajun heritage and the beloved crawfish. There will be music from Cajun, Zydeco, rock, and blues with bands like Damon Troy and the Final Five, followed by Chubby Carrier and the Zydeco Swamp Band will be playing tonight on the Metro stage, as well as Bridges Row, followed by Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. They'll be playing on the Swamp stage tonight, so there's a lot of variety. Tomorrow, a full day of treats with the Joel Martin Project, AJ and the Two-Tone Blues Band, Waylon Thibodeau, Stiff-Necked Fools, Robin and the Bluebirds, and Super Water Symphony. Also, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on the Swamp stage, the Soulfish Blues Band. And joining me this morning are Julia Dunning and Bill Allen with the Soulfish Blues Band to take a little time out of their day and talk about Mudbug Madness. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us about your show. What do you got in store for us tomorrow?
Oh, well, the Soulfish Blues Band is just a blues-oriented, blues-based band. Of course, we do a lot more than that. It's more of a rock and soul band, but we're fronted by the fantastic Julia Dunning. She's over here, and she's from South Louisiana, and she knows all about all that Zydeco and Cajun music. Her dad used to play it, isn't that right?
My grandfather, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the songs you're going to be singing? Tell us about some of those that we're going to be able to hear.
A couple of my favorites are Dr. Feelgood by Aretha Franklin. That's not one of her better-known songs, but to me, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
We do a song by Irma Thomas. I guess a lot of my influences are the old soul and R&B. We draw from, I guess, every decade. We're doing Rolling in the Deep.
Okay.
Probably the oldest song we do is Summertime.
Yeah.
And she just knocks it out.
Yeah, that's Gershwin.
That goes back 20s or 30s.
Yeah. 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 So, well, what else do you have in store for us on the show?
Oh, we just do a few old standards like...
Rock Me Baby.
Yeah, Rock Me Baby. And we break into Down Home Blues. You know, what could be more Down Home Blues than Down Home Blues? The Irma Thomas song she was thinking about.
Ruler of My Heart.
Yeah, Ruler of My Heart. Oh, man, that is such a good song. And I just wish we had a horn section for it, you know.
Okay.
But she does such a great job on it. Our guitar player, Gary Huntsman, is just a blues player from way back. He's from East Texas area. He's living down in East Texas now. Used to play an awful lot around Stanley and Logansport with our drummer, Bruce Procell, who is probably about the most personable and well-known guy in Sabine Parish. You go down to Sabine Parish, work something with Bruce, and everybody knows Bruce.
And how did you get into singing and especially this kind of music?
Church.
Church?
Yeah, I grew up in the Pentecostal church.
Okay, so.
I had a honest. But my family sang too.
Yeah.
My parents, all my sisters. I have four sisters. And a foster brother, he sings and plays too.
Okay.
So.
What other highlights can we look forward to this weekend during Mudbug Madness?
Oh, now, I'm glad that AJ is playing with us down there. AJ Cassio, we owe them a big debt of gratitude because he gave us our first gigs and has been a big supporter of us when we first started. We've only been playing gigs for, what, about a year now?
Yeah.
And I think we've done real well. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but... you know, we're working a lot. People seem to receive us pretty well, and just glad that we've done so well. And I want to thank the people of Shreveport, thank NPR for giving us a chance to do this and the interview that I did just before the Highland Blues Festival.
All right, it's Mudbug Madness underway this weekend at the Festival Plaza in downtown Shreveport. Lots of music along with delicious Cajun food, crafters selling one-of-a-kind Louisiana treasures, and a huge children's area providing fun for all ages, along with raucous contests round out the fun. Don't miss the youth crawfish eating contest tonight at 6:30, and then the men's crawfish eating contest tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Should be interesting. This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.